What's up? I'm Ryan Eddy.
I'm Jackson Smith.
And this is another episode of Sideline Stories. As many of you can guess, this is going to be a Super Bowl episode, seeing as it's the biggest sporting event of the year, and we do talk about football. So, hold on, my mic is all the way over here. So, do you have any initial thoughts?
The Chiefs were more flawed than I really thought. I thought Patrick Mahomes would be able to carry that team to, you know, better than what he did, and I think the Eagles' defense really showed how good they really are, and we need to put respect on their name because, man, their defense was ferocious. Jalen Hurts played good football. He had that one bad pick, but other than that, it was a great game from Jalen Hurts. Cooper DeJean, great CB. I think the defensive line really showed that there are levels above that offensive line for the Chiefs, in that this Eagles team is going to be scary for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, until they have to pay everybody.
Man, they're going to be a team to be reckoned with, and they can almost be Super Bowl favorites almost every year, I think.
Yeah, well, I think the game was won by the front four of that Eagles defense. You could see it every time Mahomes dropped back. He was clearly uncomfortable in the pocket. It led to his probably worst performance of his career stage. And he went 6-for-14 with 2 interceptions of the first half of the Super Bowl. I could have done that. Probably not, but you understand what I'm saying. He had 33 yards. It's the fewest he's ever posted in a first half of any NFL game. He had a 10.9 passing rating, which is the third worst of any quarterback in the first half this season. And, yeah, it was just awful. I'm not going to say awful by Patrick Mahomes, even though it was awful by Patrick Mahomes. But their O-line, with all the all-pros they have up on that O-line, where were they?
I'm just going to be completely honest with you. I mean, 6 sacks in a game is insane. And I think this defense is truly groundbreaking because all they needed was that front four. They didn't have to bring anybody else to go get home on Patrick Mahomes. And that's what made their defense so, so good, man. That front four, when you don't have to bring anybody else, it's hard for players to get open. I'm going to just be completely honest. And Patrick Mahomes knows that, man. Like, he, even when he didn't have a lot of pressure, he was still running out of his mind because he was getting pressured.
Yeah, he was just uncomfortable.
He doesn't have
confidence in his O-line. He was uncomfortable. He was stepping up before he really needed to, but then when he didn't step up, it looked like he needed to.
Because
he just didn't have any time back there. He caught it, and it looked like me as a flag football quarterback. I just catch it and run. But
it's crazy because even when he did dime up his receivers, they were dropping the ball left and right.
That drop by Deion J. Hopkins.
I was just about to say, bro, that they probably could have scored off that.
Yeah, there was nobody on that side of the field.
Nobody near him. He could have ran up the field, and that would have really helped them. Because, I mean, I don't think it would have changed the game, obviously, but, dude, that could have just been a boost that they needed, and they could have built off of it. But, I mean, and Saquon didn't even have a great game.
Dude, yeah, they held him.
Defense did great with stopping the run.
He ran 25 times for 57 yards.
Yeah, and that's like unheard of for this season for Saquon.
And, by the way, the Eagles only went 3-for-12 on third downs and failed their only fourth down conversion. They turned the ball over in the red zone, and they averaged only 5.1 yards per play.
If you would have told me before this game, if Saquon had 25 touches and 50 yards, I would have been like, dude, this game is not going to be close.
Yeah, I'd say 20 point.
Yeah.
Blowout.
Jalen Hurts really proved a lot of doubters wrong because, dude, he was playing great. That one pick was awful.
Yeah.
But other than that, bro, he was playing his role and he was not turning the ball over. And honestly, you can't really ask for much more of Jalen Hurts. And I think the whole defense deserves all of its flowers because that's for sure the best defense in the league, in my opinion.
Yeah, and one thing I would like to mention is that the Eagles didn't blitz once the entire game. They were getting home with 4 on an O line with multiple All Pro players. So I don't know what happened there. Well, I do know what happened. They exposed the tackles clearly, but even the guards, the All Pro guard, Thuney.
Yeah.
I believe his name. Thuney? Yeah, Thuney. I believe his name is Joe Thuney or something like that. He was getting exposed too. Every time they zoomed in on him, he was getting pushed back. He was on his heels. So you could say they exposed their tackles, and that was the weak point of the Chiefs. But really, all five O-linemen, well, everywhere on the O-line was getting exposed.
I think if you're the Kansas City Chiefs, this is really alarming because you have to do something about that O-line because they really didn't show up when it mattered. And you could talk about Patrick Mahomes all you want to. This was his worst performance of his career, in my opinion, because it's the biggest stage. I mean, I wouldn't say he, like, melted down, but, like, he had so much pressure on him every single play. If you're getting sacked six times, and you're Patrick Mahomes, you're a guy who makes magic out of plays, who runs really well and really smart and gets out of the pocket really well. But this Eagles D-line was really ridiculous. And if you watched the Eagles on offense, Jalen Hurts had all the time.
Oh, yeah. He had all day with the same four-man rush.
And it's just ridiculous. And it's just really tough to see if you're a Chiefs fan.
Yeah. I think this year, Chris Jones, he was not only overrated, I think he's a below-average D-tackle this year alone. He only had 5 sacks all year, only 9 TFLs all year. I think Wharton, their second, their DT2, is performing better than Chris Jones. With obviously, Chris Jones garners more attention, but 100% Wharton is playing like a starter.
Yeah. And is it fair to say that Andy Reid got outcoached? I mean, I don't really know. I think it might have just been a talent thing.
Yeah, I think it's a tough one because it looked like the Eagles had the Avengers out there.
Yeah. I mean, if you ask, like, obviously we overlooked this because Patrick Mahomes is the QB on the other side. But almost everywhere you can give the Eagles the edge at every position besides QB.
Yeah.
If you really think about it, maybe Chris Jones is better than
Jalen Carter, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about Jalen Carter was playing amazing, too. And he did get away with a hit to the head, if anyone saw that. But
Jalen Carter, bro, on that fumble. Stud. But, dude, that whole defensive line, I mean, they're just a ton of Georgia guys. Like, really, that's what it comes down to. And, I mean, Philly just has this mindset to where they're not fazed by any big moment. Like, if you know Philly, you know that they're meant for this. And I'm proud to say that the Eagles really did put on for their fans, man. And I think this team is probably going to be the front runner for next year unless, like, you know, Lamar Jackson, somebody shows up. Patrick Mahomes is always in the running.
Lamar is Mr. October.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But, hey, I think the 49ers can beat us.
Let's get back to that Eagles defensive line. They pressured Mahomes on 45% of his dropbacks through three quarters before the backups got put in. And that led to 6 sacks with a 4-man rush. It's something that's never happened in Patrick Mahomes' career.
He has never got sacked 6 times in a game.
He's never been sacked more than 4 times by a rush of 4 or less men in his career. And he got sacked 6 on the Super Bowl.
Yeah, let's talk about this, too. Every single time Patrick Mahomes dropped back, he was running into his O-linemen. His O-linemen weren't giving him space at all, bro. And, like, it was a great hate watch for me, but I felt so bad for Patrick Mahomes.
It looked like that Tampa game.
Yeah, dude. I mean, his 2 Super Bowl losses, I mean, a lot of it you could say it's his fault, but his O-line was getting killed in both those Super Bowls. But
the first one, I think he played fantastic. This one, not so much.
Yeah, this one, he probably had the worst game of his career.
Yeah.
But, I mean, in his defense, dude, he literally had no time to do anything, which, credit to the defense of the Eagles. And, honestly, the offensive coordinator for the Chiefs, the defensive coordinator, too, I mean, they were doing great stopping the run, but the pass, Jalen Hurts was killing. And Jalen Hurts, He was also moving. He was scrambling really, really well. Yeah,
he looks so fast, by the way. He looked
very fast.
Yeah.
Dude, he gets off the gates fast, and it's hard. When you have a QB who can – he has a cannon, too. He was launching it. He was just playing confident, fundamental football, and that's what really gave them the dub. Obviously, their defense was great, but you got to put points on the board, which their defense did do that. Mm-hmm. But credit to the whole Eagles team, man. They're full of studs.
Yeah, and going back to that first Eagles-Chiefs Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes was pressured 37% of the time, which was 11 pressures on his dropbacks, and that didn't lead to a single sack. So the fact that 15 pressures led to 6 sacks, that's very alarming. In fact, on those 11 pressures, they had 35 positive yards, which isn't a lot in 11 pressures, but it's still positive plays. And the lack of the ability for the Eagles the first time around to not get negative plays was ultimately the difference maker. And here, it was the complete opposite. Obviously, 6 sacks. A sack is a complete drive ruiner, and they've had possessions where they had two sacks in back-to-back plays. Yeah.
Dude, there was one play where they were like 3rd and 27, dude, and you just can't let that happen.
Yeah.
And this is kind of a crazy thing to think about, but Jalen Hurts outplayed Patrick Mahomes in both of their Super Bowl appearances.
Statistically, yeah.
And does this game have an effect on Patrick Mahomes' GOAT debate?
Oh, absolutely. It has to.
Yeah, that's what...
I think it has to. And he can still come back, win some more Super Bowls, and I believe he can still be considered the GOAT by a lot. I'm not going to say all, because obviously some people are going to always say Brady, just because Brady beat him in the Super Bowl, and Brady has 7 rings. Yeah. But I do believe Patrick Mahomes winning some more Super Bowls, having some more great regular seasons. This wasn't a great regular season, but a great regular season. I do believe he can come back and be considered the GOAT, but this is definitely a huge tarnish on his record. Brady never had a Super Bowl performance like this, and you could say Brady never had an O-line like this. That's true, and Brady never got 42 points hung on him in the Super Bowl. That's also true, but at the end of the day, it does come down to winning, and you have to do whatever it takes to get your team to win. And
Tom Brady did that very well.
Tom Brady did that pretty well, yeah.
Here's like my takeaway on it. I don't think he can – this is kind of a crazy take for me to say, mm-hmm. but I don't think he's ever going to take the crown from Brady after this performance, because both of his Super Bowl losses weren't really that great, because, like, statistically, I think he was, like, outscored by, like, 40-something points.
Yeah, it was. I saw that, too.
In his Super Bowl losses, and it wasn't even, like, this past game, man, he wasn't, like, there were multiple times where he could have put a drive together, and he just didn't. The Eagles really stopped him. Like, you could always put it on their O-line.
Or the drops.
Or the drops or anything like that. But, like, if you're Patrick Mahomes and you're in the GOAT debate, you got to go make a play. You got to go march your team down the field. If it's 10-0, 17-0, whatever it was, you have to give them a spark, and you have to get them on the board. It was 0-24 at halftime, and you just mm-hmm. can't let that happen and put yourself in this hole in the Super Bowl. That's just kind of like my thoughts on it. Like, if you're the GOAT, you can't let that happen. And I don't think Tom Brady ever let that happen.
Yeah, he didn't. And can we give some credit real quick to Josh Sweat and Milton Williams? Oh my gosh,
yes, bro.
Those two combined for 4.5 sacks.
Didn't Josh Sweat have like 2.5?
Right? Yeah, it's ridiculous. And you would think it would come from Jalen Carter. But or even the surprise activation, Brandon Graham, but it didn't. Well, not that they didn't play well. Obviously, they played amazing. Yeah. They had 6 sacks in total. But really, the stars of the show were Josh Sweat and Milton Williams, which is a huge surprise, considering that Jalen Carter can be a all-pro caliber player, and Brandon Graham is the anchor of that defensive line.
Yeah, and I really do think that the Eagles did put it on, bro. Like, I think the whole defense is, like, obviously, you give it to Sweat and Milton, but, dude, their backs played good, too. Like, dude, they rarely had anything open, and then their linebackers,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Like, the whole defense.
Vaughn?
Yeah.
Played amazing.
Everybody in the whole.
That was a great interception.
Yeah. For sure. And Cooper DeJean, way to take it back, my boy. Putting all for the white people. But still, dude, it's just, I'm just kind of in shock because I did not see this coming. And one thing that I also love to see is I think Travis Kelce's washed. I think he is.
He did not play well at all. He probably had one of his worst games, too.
Yeah, and he had a crucial drop, too. Like, it was a third down, and he could have got a first, and then he dropped it. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, we're, obviously, the Chiefs need to start with getting an O-line, but what else do you think they really need to work on?
Well, starting with that O-line, they had big names on that O-line. They had Joe Thuney. They had Taylor, Jawan Taylor. These guys are big names. If the Chiefs didn't have them and they were to go out this offseason and get those names, we would all celebrate the GM. We'd say, what an amazing pickup. This O-line is going to be amazing next year. But they had that O-line this year, and they crumbled in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So maybe it's the O-line coach. Maybe it's Matt Nagy. But Matt Nagy has been there for a while, and he's put on amazing years. So I really don't know what it is.
What is the guy's name who's playing out of position on their O-line?
I'm not sure.
Well, I know one of them's playing out of position. And I really do think the Eagles took advantage of it, man.
Yeah.
Unlike a lot of other teams, bro, they just constant pressure all the time. And you would have thought, for how much they were on the defensive side of the ball, that they would have got tired. But, oh my gosh.
No.
They were working.
Yeah.
But this game as a whole was just a whole shocker moment, and just, it sucks because they, like, obviously we love to see it, but for them it sucks because they were going for a three-peat, and this is their performance going for a three-peat.
But I like how one team isn't just dominating the entire NFL for an entire decade, like the Patriots. That was just not fun to watch. And I like that even though the Chiefs were winning in the regular season, the games were competitive. They weren't really blowing teams out. As a fan, as a spectator, as a viewer, I like to watch close games. Unfortunately, the Super Bowl wasn't close, but at least the team that won the past 2 years didn't win again, because, let's be honest, it gets tiring watching Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs win so much.
Yeah. I'm going to go off what you said. You do love close games, but I thoroughly enjoyed this last Super Bowl. Like, I don't know if it was just a hate watch or what, but I enjoyed watching that defense work, dude. Like, the interceptions, dude, it was insane.
That's what...
I don't know if I've ever seen a defensive masterclass like that in the Super Bowl. Like, they shut down Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, they did.
I've never seen anything like that. And it was just great to see. Just, I don't know. I just loved... I love seeing it. That's all I'm going to say. Like, I just love to see it.
Yeah. And as soon as the Super Bowl was over, I was waiting on my Instagram, waiting to see when I was going to find the videos of Philadelphia going up in flames. And I didn't have to wait that long.
Yeah.
I didn't have to wait that long. If you haven't seen the videos, I recommend you go check them out. It's
crazy.
It is crazy. Philadelphia is a crazy place. I've seen street poles go down. I've seen buildings getting smashed. I've seen trucks getting taken over.
Yeah, and I mean, just a lot of illegal things going on.
Yeah, I have a feeling win or lose, this is going to happen either way.
Yeah, out of rage or out of celebration.
Yeah.
But if you're Philly, bro, we love to see y'all win because y'all are an entertaining city, man. Win or lose. But, I mean, I think the real guy that I'm kind of shocked with is Saquon Barkley. Imagine if he got going. Like, I don't know. Imagine what
the score was. It looked like the Chiefs were focusing on Saquon solely. It looks like that's all they practice on defense. And let's be honest, the Chiefs' defense wasn't the reason why they lost this game. I'm not going to say that they played well.
Yeah.
They did allow, not 42 because the pick six, but they did allow 35 points.
They allowed Jalen Hurts to get into a groove.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, they didn't play poorly. Their offense couldn't hold on to the ball. They were on the field the entire game. And now I understand you could say, oh, get a three and out. But that's easier said than done. The Eagles still have studs on the roster. And they held Saquon to 54 yards on 25 carries. So to me, that's good defense.
Yeah, and I thought it was great.
Yeah. Forcing the red zone interception, only 5.1 yards per carry. You can't really fault the Chiefs' defense for this loss, despite them putting up 42 points.
I think it really comes down to the conversions for the offense, dude. There were way too many costly plays, and it just got out of hand early because of them, bro. They couldn't put together a drive. And it just wasn't, it wasn't good to see, because, like, well, it was good to see for my standpoint, but for the Chiefs, it was not good to see. And it was kind of crazy, because I don't think I've ever seen anything like that in the Chiefs' little dynasty. Because mm-hmm. they've always, you know, stayed in the game, whether it was off, like, whether it was off their defense, but their offense never played that poorly. That's why they won so many games. Like, Patrick Mahomes might be one of the best close game fourth quarter performers, bro. And if he put them, in a scenario to do that, they could have possibly won this game, but he didn't. And nobody stood out in that offense. None of them came to play. And it just, it was shocking, to say the least.
Yeah, and going back to the, to really the changing factor in the game, which was the O-line versus D-line, when the Chiefs were on offense, Mahomes didn't have a great scrambling game either.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
so expected to see whenever he gets pressured for him to get out of the pocket with ease and scramble and make three guys miss. But he didn't scramble for a first down all game. And I know he had that impressive one near the end of the game at garbage time where he kind of made three guys miss, but it still turned out to be, what, like 4th and 20 or
yeah.
something like that, or 3rd and 20? So the last time he didn't scramble for a first down was in the 2018 AFC Championship game in the loss to the Patriots. And he didn't have a single scramble attempt until midway through the third quarter and didn't run for more than 8 yards in any of his attempts. And that's really, I'm not going to say the difference maker, because the Eagles did a great job in containing him on the line. It felt like wherever he tried to go, there was a man, and he wasn't able to juke any of them out like we've seen many times before. But that's typically what we're used to seeing from Mahomes when he gets pressured like this. I know this is kind of a lot, but he does get pressured a good amount, let's be honest, and he always seems to find a way out, but this time he just couldn't.
Yeah, I want to talk, this is one thing I forgot to bring up, the run game for the Chiefs. How many rushes do they have?
Not many.
Maybe like 5?
Well, they were always coming from behind, first of all.
Yeah, I understand that, but like early, you can't try to establish it. Like, if I'm the Eagles, I'm not blitzing either, because like, dude, they're not running the ball, which I understand. You're down a lot. You've got to make some plays. But early in that game, y'all barely ran the ball, and I think that's really why they kept going with 4, just trying to get to Mahomes, because like it was working obviously, but you didn't have to worry about a run game. Isaiah Pacheco might have had like 2 carries. I don't know the exact amount, but I know I didn't see him on the field much. And if you're a defense, it's predictable. Like you gotta play your role, and if you're the Eagles defense and you're only bringing 4. You have so many people back to cover the receivers. Patrick Mahomes didn't have many options. And he wasn't scrambling well. He wasn't doing, like, he was getting outside of the pocket. But he's not, like, I've never seen him not scramble that much. And it was just crazy to watch because, I don't know, it just seemed like a very predictable game plan. And the Eagles caught on to it early.
Yeah, and the Chiefs were miserable from third down. We're used to seeing them being as a great
yep.
third down team. They were first in the NFL at 50% from third down, which is amazing this season.
Mm-hmm.
And on the Super Bowl Sunday, they failed their first 9 third downs. Their first conversion was when they were down 34-0. But on those third downs, the Eagles had 6 pressures. 6 out of the 9 were from 9 yards or more, and that
yeah,
goes back to the run game too. And additionally, one of those third downs was the pick 6, the other one that wasn't a pressure, and the other two were just Kelce. But yeah, that's really credit to the Eagles defense. I'm not gonna,
so many third and longs.
Yeah, they did have so many third and longs, and I'm not gonna make this a negative thing about the Chiefs offense, even though you could. I'm gonna praise the Eagles defense for that stat.
Oh, yeah, the Eagles' defense gets all the praise in the world because they were locking up. And I've never, like, obviously, Patrick Mahomes has made bad throws in his career.
Yeah.
But he had so many throws that just weren't on the money. Like, there was this one throw that was, like, 5 feet. He ran out of the pocket, and he just overthrew his guy. And it was crazy to see because they were about to pick up that first down if he would have made that throw, and then they just didn't. And there were many times where he just didn't have a good throw, and Travis Kelce, there was one of them where it was at his feet. Like, obviously he didn't have a great game, but Patrick Mahomes has to be better, and the whole offense is just needs to be better.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes, one more thing about the Eagles secondary. He didn't want to test Quinnon Mitchell and Darius Slay. He only threw to the outside the numbers for three times for a total of 2 yards. It was clear the game plan was to attack the middle of the field, but Mahomes didn't even perform well in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
4 for 11 for 30 yards and 2 interceptions in the first half. He had more success throwing. He had more success in the second half, obviously, but it was too late. I know you saw those second half stats where he was like 15 for 18, a couple touchdowns.
That he just wasn't.
That was an amazing throw, but they needed that like 3 hours before.
I don't know if they ever went deep besides that ball. Like, do you remember any times where they went like crazy? Like,
no, I remember that one time Mahomes was thinking about it where he stepped into it and then he just checked it down. But Mahomes really didn't want to test the Eagles secondary, or at least the Quinnon Mitchell and Darius Slay, the outside corners. But the game plan was to attack the middle, and it just failed. They couldn't.
Yeah, I mean, they were the definition of locked up. And if you hold a team to 0 points for a whole half, it's just crazy. Because, I mean, obviously the offense was bad, but the defense was so good. And if you're Patrick Mahomes and you're down that much, you have to take some deep shots. And you had so many picks. You threw that many picks, and you didn't even throw it deep that many times.
You'd think he'd be taking risks.
Yeah. And a lot of them were just not good throws. And one of them was double coverage, if I'm not mistaken. And I don't know. Because Patrick Mahomes just, I've never seen that out of him. And a lot of this game I haven't seen out of Patrick Mahomes until Sunday.
Yeah. And maybe I think that the Chiefs needed to game plan more of a run game. I think the third and nines, third and tens, they're just not sustainable. And for Kareem Hunt and for Isaiah Pacheco to be getting, they probably got, 10 carries all game. I don't think they picked up a single first down from what I can recall. But they needed to game plan more of a run game. The Chiefs are way better in third and twos and third and threes and third and ones than they are in third and nines. Obviously, like every team. But the third and nines, it's just not going to work. And that's why they were 0-for-9 on their first 9 third down conversions.
There were so many first downs where they didn't run the ball. And I was like, dude, you got to set a ground point. Maybe get like a good 5 yards and then work from there. And then they just didn't. There were so many times where they just kept throwing the ball. Obviously, you're down. But, dude, he got sacked 6 times.
Yeah.
I think there was one time where he got sacked back-to-back. There were multiple times. And if you're an offense, you just can't sustain that. And you're going to give the defense good field position, or the offense good field position, and it's just not going to be pretty, because the Eagles' offense was also really prolific, dude. It was crazy to watch.
Yeah, and one more thing about the Chiefs' faults is the penalties. The penalties extending the Eagles' drives, killing their own drives with holding calls and whatnot. The one hit on Barkley by Nick Bolton,
that was awful.
It was 2nd and 26. Yeah, it was about to be 3rd and 26. It was going to be 3rd and 26, and you hit the dude 3 seconds after the play, and you knock him over. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I think, if I'm not mistaken, they scored on that drive. And it just comes down to discipline. And you would think the Chiefs are probably the most disciplined team, but they didn't look like it. The Eagles looked like they've been there before, and they were ready for the moment, and the Chiefs really weren't.
Yeah. No, they didn't score that drive. That was the drive when Hurts threw a pick in the red zone, and then Holmes threw a pick back. But, after the Eagles scored, on that pick, the Chiefs appeared to have a better drive, and they put some points on the board. And Hopkins dropped it. And so I'm not going to say that the game was all his fault or that ruined everything, but that's definitely a big momentum shifter.
Yeah, dude, they needed points there. And if you drop a pass like that, dude, if you catch it, you're going at least a good 20 yards off the run.
Yeah.
And that's just, it's so huge. If you're Patrick Mahomes, to have confidence in your receivers to just keep throwing it, keep working. But nobody showed up to play for this Chiefs team at all. And that's just what it came down to.
Yeah, and I'm not sure who to blame here. If I'm the Chiefs, I don't know who to blame either. Is it a coaching fault? Is it a personnel fault? Or is it a player fault? Who's to blame for this game?
I think as a whole, the Chiefs. Like, their game plan wrong. Obviously, they stopped Saquon. But the rest of that defense was not good, not really existent at all. They let Jalen Hurts get comfortable, gave him all the time in the world. And if you're the offense, when the defense did get stops, they didn't do anything. Like, they just gave the ball right back, and then the defense had to go right back on the field. I don't know who to blame. I don't know. I think the team as a whole. Like, there's so many faults. I mean, you could say, I wouldn't put the blame on Patrick Mahomes. I mean, obviously he had a terrible game, but, like, they were going to lose regardless.
Yeah.
Like, they could.
I really don't think there's anything he could have done. Not that he didn't do what he needed to get a win, but I don't think that there was anything he could have done to win this game.
Yeah, especially, like, I do like, after the game, how he literally took full responsibility. He said he had to be better. He had a bad season, this and that. But I think, do you think this Chiefs team, if they return to the Super Bowl,
not with the same roster, I make incremental improvements, probably to the O-line.
I would say little improvements. Like, they don't need, like, crazy superstars.
Yeah, yeah, that's what
need,
I mean.
They just need solid players that can hold up for Patrick Mahomes. Cause
I think you keep the same coaching staff, too, despite this game.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the coaching staff there is legendary. I mean, Andy Reid, obviously, probably the second-best coach of all time. I don't really know. I think it was just a collapsing moment, and I don't want to say the stage was too big, but nobody came to play.
No.
And it was just weird to see. I think and they didn't have all their wide receivers, which, I mean, I don't think it would have mattered, but it was just little things. You need to build on that O-line, get everybody in the right position, you just have to have solid people who could hold up. That Eagles D-line, obviously, I think they're the best in the league. But that was a manslaughter.
Yeah.
And I don't really know.
Yeah, if I'm the Chiefs front office, I just chalk this game up to a bad game, and I forget about it and never bring it up again. I try to run it back next year with a similar team, and at the end of the day, all you can do is hope for the best. They already won 2 Super Bowls with a roster pretty similar to this, so, like, you can't really say, let's change everything, because you made the Super Bowl the past 3 years. It's been working, but you just got to try again at the end of the day.
The only scary thing is the Chiefs as a whole obviously their record was really good, but it was a scary, like, a lot of those could have been losses.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of, you know, not shocking, but, like, scary to think about in the future. If this happens again, if they keep getting narrow wins versus bad teams, it was tough, man. And if I'm the Eagles, I'm going into next season as fully confident as possible. And they're in the NFC, so they can for sure probably make it back. If I'm the Chiefs, just make little improvements in the offseason, because I don't really know what else you can do. You have the best QB in the league. You just have to surround him with protection and maybe solidify a run game next Super Bowl.
Yeah, maybe pick up a running back, because the formula of not having a running back seems to be running thin.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't even call Pacheco or Kareem Hunt even that bad. They just didn't utilize them at all. They were down most of the game, which was understandable why they didn't utilize them. But get him started early and let Patrick Mahomes get a feel for the game, you know. Let him ease it out and see if the run game starts working, and then it'll make it less predictable for the defense to just continue to just play the pass and only blitz 4 and only let 4 D linemen work.
Yeah, I think they gave up on it. I've said this before, but I think they gave up on it way too early.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, in the second half when you're down 34-0, okay, maybe it's time to just completely abandon it. But in the second quarter, I think you still should be running the ball. It's really difficult to come off 2 incompletions, and now you're at a 3rd and 10. And third and 10, I mean, you saw what the result was. You went 0-for-9 in your first 9 third downs with 6 pressures and a pick 6. So I think you have to keep running the ball and getting third and shorts. Even third and mediums would be better. Anything better than third and 10.
He could scramble for at least five, six
Well,
yards.
Typically,
not last game, but...
But that's what you should expect from him.
But in games past, I mean, I would rely on the run and then let them work on the first downs. And then Patrick Mahomes, obviously, he didn't have much time, but he can roll. It's because if I'm the Eagles' defense, I'm almost predicting that he's going to roll out if he doesn't have anything, which he really did not have anything almost all night on Sunday. And I'm just predicting that he's going to run because why not? I mean, I don't know. If he gets third and shorts, maybe he can expand that a little bit.
Yeah. Do you have anything else to add?
That's all I got to say.
Yeah, that's all I got. All right. It's been another episode of Sideline Stories. I'm Ryan Nettie.
And I'm Jackson Snow.
And see you guys in the next one.
See ya.